Touch of Madness.
Which would be a true crime novel or title.
Could be.
could be.
Hi, we are
Peter,
Jenny,
and Jamie
from Strange Fruit.
And you're listening to Comic Pop Library. Yankee cartoons were always boring.
What happened then?
Started watching shows from the Pacific Rim.
Canada!
Rumble!
For the head.
Every Gundam he can make was mounted like a toy. The cyberpunk is my own astromoid. But behind closed doors, he's my Gigantor. He's a stocky booster by a booster anime fan. A mecha flyer, mech guy, or anime fan. What's it with you? Bop, bop, shoot, bop, and cowboy bebop, bow, bop, bow.
Hi, cute girl. I am the shy main character, and I have a crush on you.
Pretty boy divine, I'm his Valentine. He's a Transformer, disproportion anime fan. The envy making cosplay an anime fan.
Oh, yeah.
Not just like Inuyasha, I obey his word. He stole my heart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popping Manga Style, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Akima ga Kill. This is a story by Takahiro. The story is by Takahiro, and the art is Tetsuya Tashihiro. And in Japan, it was copyrighted in 2010. In North America, it's 2015. So it's a few years old. So there's probably about a good dozen novels probably out so far. Or not novels, but
well, there might be novels out too, but
they might be.
They might not be in English.
I don't even know if there is novels about that.
There's a decent chance of it on any given manga. Sometimes there isn't, but a fair amount of times, from what I understand.
I'm not going to say there is because I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, teenage country bumpkin Tatsumi dreams of earning enough money for his impoverished. Teenage country bumpkin Tatsumi dreams of earning enough money for his impoverished village by working in the capital. But his short-lived plans go awry when he's robbed by a buxom beauty upon arrival. Penniless, Tatsumi is taken in by the lovely Miss Aria. Just when his capital dreams seem in reach yet again, Miss Aria's mansion is besieged by Night Raid, a team of ruthless assassins who target high-ranking members of the upper class. As Tatsumi is quick to learn, appearances can be deceiving in the capital, and this team of assassins just might be the good guys.
Yup.
Like I said, this one is... who's the publisher? Let me find out real fast.
There's Yen Press as part of it.
That's who it is. Like Logan said, maybe. No, Yen Press. As Logan said, Yen Press is the publisher, so thank you, Logan, for looking that up for me. And we're just doing volume one. Like I said, there's probably about a dozen novels out now. So who knows? And I'm meaning graphic novels, as we've said before. But the main character is Tatsumi. Like they said, he's a country bumpkin, and they already described Night Raid.
Though Tatsumi is very good with the sword.
True.
Yeah, he is.
Not as expert level as...
No, but he is really good. I mean, he's... Close. And like, the only reason why he actually got into Night Raid is because of that one kill he did. And they're like... He didn't even hesitate.
Yeah. But he's been training him and his two friends, which come from the village, and I can't remember their names. Basically, they've been training since probably young age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave to go to the city to make riches, and they're hoping like in 10 years. So it's a long-term plan. It's not a get rich fast.
No.
They're going to join the military, and they have danger beasts that they can fight and get paid for. So that kind of resembles a game aspect when you call it danger beasts.
And I mean, that's what it opens with, is Tatsumi fighting this beast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also evil birds that one gal will
Kind of looks like a giant penguin type thing. I
can't remember. Didn't give much of a glimpse, but yeah, he apparently just killed and ate one of those.
Yeah. So it does have the giant monster aspect in there that they can kill. It is a fantasy book, primarily. There is a few sci-fi elements to a degree, but it's mainly fantasy. Yeah. The sci-fi element is one of the assassins has a weapon, a sniper rifle, basically,
that
shoots a laser bolt, almost, rather than...
That increases in power the more stressed she is, from what I understand.
Okay.
Or something like that, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think and it then, explains it in more detail later on.
The robot suit.
Yeah.
One guy. And it's kind of funny because when they first start introducing them, they're like, this is one guy. Or this is this guy. And this is this guy. And then they're like, oh, but be careful with this guy because he's gay. And the one guy that they were like, oh, don't worry, it's fine. And he's like, you're not denying it. Deny it!
True. True.
You'll give him the wrong idea.
Yeah. It's a fun story. They're not doing it in a mean-spirited way.
Yeah.
It's more of a slap... Not even a slapstick. More of a just a humorous way. Just having
the
fun
with it. The only one that's slapsticked is the pervert guy. The Byers.
Oh, yeah. The one who's always trying to peek on the girls.
Yeah, that's true. That is them. And that's almost a regular trope in a lot of these...
Yeah, there's...
ensemble cast and the mangas.
What manga doesn't have like a pervert guy always trying to sneak a peek?
Oh yes.
Like I mean, it started with one of the original mangas. Well, I don't know if it's one of the originals, but it started with Dragon Ball Z with Master Roshi.
That's just original for you because that's what you grew up with. But yeah, Master Roshi. Yeah. He was the turtle master.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he's shooting blood out of his nose and all that good stuff. And what was he? Sometimes he had panties on his head.
Yeah.
I remember right.
One of his requests to train Goku
was to look at Bulma's panties.
Okay. It's been too long ago. I don't remember that one. But anyway, some of the members of Night Raid, I got some of the names here. We have, I pronounce it Leon. She's a young lady that takes advantage of Tatsumi at the tavern, basically cons him out of a bunch of money, and then leaves him with a bill that makes him go broke. And then there's Minmei? No. Yeah.
It's either Mine or Mine.
I say Mine.
Yeah.
So, and she's the one with the
rifle,
the assassin with that. Well, they're all assassins. Boulet is the young man and with the armor. He used to be a soldier. That was the one Jonathan was talking about with the battle armor. Labak, he's the perv that we were talking about. Akima, she's a young lady and she's a ruthless swords person.
Yeah.
Yep.
Swords woman.
She is teamed up with
Tatsumi at the first. Yeah,
she's his first mentor. Yep. There's also Shiel and which one was the boss? Najinda.
Is that the name?
Najinda's the boss. Shiel is the Shiel is the secretary guy with the scissors.
And basically, all of these is just kind of getting into the story a little bit more in depth because this I'm not going to worry about too much about spoilers because you got to talk about this to get through the book.
Yeah.
We're only focusing on the first novel.
True, that is true. But Tatsumi is broke. He's going to go to sleep in the city. He's there to meet with his friends because they got separated during the journey there.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets picked by this Miss Arya, who takes her back to this mansion. It's capital. She's all being so nice and feeds them. And she takes him out the next day shopping and comes back. And then Night Raid hits that night.
Yeah,
and he's he's the hero.
Yeah.
So you got to protect the young maiden in distress.
And that's what he tries to do until they open the barn doors.
Yep. And he does fend off Night Raid.
I mean, he does do that until Night Raid is like, this is what you're defending. Let me show you. And he opens the door and all these bodies are hanging.
Including Sayo and his other friend.
Is that the names? Okay.
Sayo is the one name I remember.
That's the girl's name. His friend.
Without actually looking in the back. And I have no clue what...
And then...
But he faces off with Akima. That's the main one he faces off with.
Yeah.
Ayasu.
Ayasu, okay. That's the young man, other young man. And they find, what was the girl's name?
Sayo.
Sayo is already dead. Yeah. She's missing a leg. She's missing an arm. She's been beat all to crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy.
And then the guy's like, look what he did, or look what she did. And then the little girl just goes absolutely nuts. She's going.
She's the one that tortured.
And she was like,
and killed her.
Why would I want to help you, country bumpkins? I'm rich.
You're my toys.
And Night Raid is like, we'll take care of her.
Well, she does try to.
Tatsumi?
Tatsumi's like, no, leave us alone. Yeah. Leave it to me. And he goes and he strikes her down and he impresses Night Raid. They're like,
come on back with us.
They're like, well, he was kind of hesitant to go back, but they're like, he just struck her down with no remorse. I mean, there should be some remorse, but he just killed her without blinking his eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It was ruthless, that's for sure. You were going to say something, Logan?
The gal does, for all of maybe one or two panel, try to deny that she knew of it before Ayasu calls her on it. And the one that got Ayasu killed with the disease was actually the mother. But
yeah, so it's the whole family that's doing it.
Yeah.
And the king of this land, or emperor. He's a young person.
Yeah, he's not very old.
He has like a guardian. I can't remember what he was called.
Don't they call him the Kaiser?
Is it the Kaiser? I can't remember.
Advisor?
They do have. He is named some type of special.
Minister.
There we go.
Okay. I thought it was Kaiser for some reason.
He's the guardian of the emperor, and he's basically running the show.
Yeah.
So this is where he's the cruel one. He's, you know, and the people are feeding off him. That's all I can assume. And it might be explained in more detail as the story goes on.
As the story goes on, yeah.
But he goes back to the hideout of Night Raid, which is, he's like, this is out in the middle where everybody can see it. Yeah, how this come is you like haven't been found?
A day away from the capital.
But it's like, that's just one of those tropes where it's like, we don't worry about that. Yeah. It just that way. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But that's when he's assigned to Akame. That's when he's assigned to Akame, and 90%. She's the cook, so he helps him cook, and he's also a cook.
Apparently he's a decent cook, so
they like his food.
And apparently he's a decent hunter, because he manages to get two elegant fish on his first try. Nothing compared to what Akame can do, but it was his first try hunting those elegant fish at the bottom of a lake.
But if you remember, she used dynamite to do the fishing.
That's what I said.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's easy to catch when you're using dynamite.
Yeah, using swords. That is impressive.
And they kind of go out and they're training with him. And she's like, they go out on another raid and he fights off the heavy in this one. I can't remember his name, but he's kind of like the big boss type thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, fine, go. Face off with him and report back. And if you come back, we know that you can be part of the team, even though they've kind of already accepted him.
Yeah.
She's probably the most experienced because she's the one that's been through an assassin training since a young age.
Well, she actually got turned by the boss girl.
When he was fighting, another guy came in. Two, so he actually took out two guys.
During that train?
I don't remember that quite. It might have been.
You're talking about the big guy, right?
The one he had to take out by himself. Yeah.
There was another guy who came in.
No.
And he took. Let me see.
That's what he's looking for.
This is the very end of that encounter. Just turn a few pages back. Yeah. He takes him out to the
an alley.
Yeah, and goes to beg for a position in the army, and then while he's back, his turn. Strike doesn't quite kill him.
Well, he died. He killed him, and then he got up.
But he does eventually kill him and everything.
Then he manages to block the retaliatory strike. Then he does kill him. It just takes a few more strikes.
And he goes back to the boss. And like, I'm done. And Akame comes up, and she's like, "Take your shirt off. Take your pants off." What is going on? Why are you taking my clothes off? And she inspects him because she's like,
are you injured?
Because if he's injured, he could, he could have been killed or could have become infected and die as well.
Akame uses, curses or poison.
Poison, yeah.
I really could have sworn I wore.
Well, there's two other.
Well, he starts out with another guy, but then he draws him away into the alley. So that's, I think that's where you're thinking of. But yeah, and so there's comedic elements to this story, but there are other parts that are very dark.
Yeah.
And it's very violent.
But, and I mean, like, for me, this is my kind of story. Because, you know, you've got to have a little bit of comedical elements in such a serious storyline. So, you know, if it's not fully comedic, like, if it's, if it's, like, this way, dark, it has some action in it, it has some comedy in it, then it's my kind of story. Whereas it's just a playing comedy. Nope, I'm pass. Thanks.
True. Huh. So, and that, and the comedy helps a lot with that. Yeah. The darkness. Like you said, it's nice to have a little bit of levity. To, you know, it's not just constantly, oh God, this is so dark. And I enjoy some stories that are like this.
Yeah.
But for mangas, I kind of like that too. Yeah. You want to bring up something, and Logan?
The next, after that mission, instead of working under Akame, he moves to work under Mine.
Yep.
Who, apparently, as his superior, has the power to send him into another manga. Very odd, that. That gets explored more in the extras, but yeah, that actually shows up in the main story.
And we kind of discussed this, and I'm like, this is like Deadpool. She breaks the fourth wall. It's
For all of a page.
To me, it's not really part of the story. It's just something that they throw in to be a little comedic.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's kind of like the Deadpool comic books, where he breaks the fourth wall a lot of times and talks to the audience, or talks about other mangas, because I think there's some titles even in there on that page.
Yeah.
Other mangas or anime even. So yeah, they try to put those type of comedic elements in there as well. So they, you know, they take themselves seriously, but they also have their lighter moments.
Hatsukai surrounded by corpse party. And then there's a lot of other ones, too. Okay. I think most of them are horror mangas, or at least I suspect it.
I believe, yeah, I think so. The artwork in this, it's pretty much standard manga fare. I'm trying to think of where I've seen it before, but I, off the top of my head, can you guys... something that's more popular that they might relate it to?
I do recognize it somewhat.
I want to say Full Metal, but
not quite.
I was thinking maybe Soul Eater.
Soul Eater. There's a little bit. I see a little bit of that too. Yeah, but I mean, it's mainstream type art that's in mangas.
Yeah,
you know, this is not anything new. It's pretty standard.
And it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's really crisp and clear. There are some images that are a little darker, but that's when they go into their darker moments in the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you were mentioning the scene with the
barn with the dead bodies. Yeah.
It's kind of darker in tone, and you can't really see the clear-cut definitions of the artwork because it's a horrific sight, so they want to make it a horrific type artwork. I think there's some other scenes that are similar to that. Yeah, you're just right there. There's the barn. So it's... but for the most part, it has the more mainstream type art.
I just love that. There's the barn. All right, people. Imagine Logan showing you, just use imagination, Logan showing you the picture of the barn.
Yeah.
From the graphic novel, okay?
Upside down, because why not?
Bunch of heads and decapitated bodies. And
just from that. There's the barn.
Yeah. This is a, I think, a M-A-O-T, so it's older teens, so that usually means, you know, 16 and up.
Yeah.
Which is definitely that.
Pretty much all the people in the barn are naked, so...
Of course.
But they don't really show anything, though.
No, they don't.
It's
kind of... Sayo, at least.
I don't think they show anything. I think it's pretty much neutered.
Oh, Barbie neutered,
So they don't show the nipples, they don't show any genitalia, because that's forbidden in Japanese comics. That would be blurred out if it was there, because that's against the law in Japan, is to show genitalia.
I forgot to put my mom's movie on.
But yeah, they... You know, there is nudity, but it's censored type nudity. It's not explicit per se. And the violence in it definitely lends to it. I think there's just the nature of the story of them killing people. And they even address this in the book. They said, yes, we're kind of the good guys, but we're still murdering people.
Yeah.
So we're going to face our just ends when it's time to meet our...
But, I mean, it's not
that's
like...
that's basically in response to saying, so you guys are assassins for justice.
Okay, so a lot of their victims, per se, are not good people.
Right.
Yeah.
So...
that family in the beginning, guy who, well, can't remember what he did, but why he fired them because he framed the...
He framed the husband for taking money where he actually was taking the money or something.
Yeah, and then anyways, he beats random women to death and lets his guards have the leftovers.
Yep, so there is that. But there is one statement said by Akami is that if you get in the way, they will also kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're just a soldier and you could be innocent, you're just doing your job of protecting who you're assigned to protect. If you're in the way, you'll get killed.
You're
going to
get killed, right?
Yep. So they do address that in the book, and they come out right and say it's murder, and we will face what we have to face after our deaths. If so be it.
So in a way, it's kind of like a kill or be killed world. So
in a sense, and I assume Akami is going to be the main focus of the story because she's in the title.
Yep.
She's on the cover of the first book, even though it's kind of it's centered around Tatsumi.
Yeah. Tatsumi's viewpoint.
Right, but. From viewpoint, but I think it's going to be him and her, maybe not necessarily forming a relationship, but
they're going to be working together. Yeah.
Right, it's their journey.
I mean, even from the very first beginning, they're like, she is your partner. We're going to be training you, but she is your partner.
Oh, yeah. This is one. High schools. I don't even know if you'd want to put it in your high school. With the violence. You know, there is, like I said, it is neutered nudity.
Yeah, but Barbie doll nudity.
Barbie doll nudity. There's a way to term it.
Every time you say
I'm
neutered.
I'm a Barbie girl in I'm the thinking, Barbie world.
Every time you say neutered, I'm thinking, those poor dogs, those poor cats.
Well, a human, a person can be neutered too.
Ouch. Oh. Ooh.
They might want to do that with about half the officials in that empire, so.
True. That is true.
Just saying that. Ooh, that hurts.
But this go around, we don't have any Twitters or Facebook messages. Forgot them.
No sweet tweets
home,
today.
So no tweets today. So I apologize. That was my mistake. But if you do want to get in touch with us, you can contact us through Twitter or Facebook. Look up Comic Pop Library. You can follow us there or like us. Send us some tweets or messages through there, and we'll read them on the recordings that we do. Also, you can email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We'll also get stuff that way as well. We are on iTunes. You can subscribe to us there. We've had been fortunate enough to have some other podcatchers, you know, pick us up. I think FM Player is one. We have another one that's picked us up recently, but I can't remember the name. Listen Notes, I think is what it was called.
Sounds about right.
So, yeah. But we appreciate those two podcatchers picking us up as well for their audience and recommending them to their audience to listen to. But you can check us out on all those as well. Back to a comic, Akil. What do you think?
Pretty good. And one, at least, final note from me, at least. They do give you an example of a actual decent person among the upper echelons of the empire, the domestic administrator.
Oh, yes.
He promptly gets sentenced to execution by rampaging bulls.
True.
Wow, what a death.
And then the minister says he's going to take care of his wife. Going to be widow.
Yeah. He's going to be widow. Yep. So yeah,
he's going to take care.
Yeah, true.
Well, it might just be eating her, so.
Yeah, it could just be that.
Because I could see that meat
could be other things
eating
too.
Be cannibalism. So.
Once again, I wonder how he's going to take care of
yes.
her. I mean, he could eat her.
Well, it might be both, actually.
I have to have
because he does say in every possible way, and I'm moderately sure he's a cannibal.
Every possible way, so it's not a pretty.
Yeah,
it alludes to not a pretty scene. So you know, there's reasons why Night Raid is out there doing the assassinations that they're doing, and they make mention of an army of resistance trying to be formed in some of the neighboring lands to try to overthrow and do a coup. So
and they're that will probably be as a front line
thing. Right, they're kind of there and trying to get the kind of like a scouting party.
Yep,
I guess getting the lay of the land. So that might come into play later on in the
series
as well. Thank you, Logan. But this one, what about you, Jonathan?
I enjoyed it.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was. It's one that I'll definitely continue to read.
And I liked it. I mean, it's not so dark that you can't enjoy it, because it does have its light moments, so I enjoyed it as well. Yeah. But yeah, for me, 16 and up suits it, but for schools and stuff, I would not put it in there.
No.
Public libraries, I would probably go
maybe. You know,
it depends on the audience. We'll have it in our library just because the public is used to it. The mangas now.
You could always be like me, sneak it in my backpack.
No, there's no sneaking.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, this is just the first volume. I can't speak for later volumes. It could turn. I don't know. But yeah, a smaller library, kind of consider it. You might not want it. Medium, I would say, would be fine. Large, you should be fine with that. No problems at all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's it's one that some of the smaller libraries might have to take into consideration of, you know your community, basically. And if they think they will like it or not. But I think that's going to about do it for us this evening. Again, we are looking at the first volume of Akame. Excuse me.
Akame.
We are looking at the first volume of Akame ga Kill. The story is written by Takahiro and the art by Tatsuya Toshihiro. Akame ga Kill. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of your manga or anime fans will enjoy it. I think there's no question about that. Just kind of take in consideration the age. If it's a personal collection and you're old enough or your parents say fine, I think you'll like it and would love to include this one within your collection. And again, just enjoy it and have fun, but just be aware. That's going to do it for us this time. We hope you had fun listening to us. We've had, that's going to do it for us this time. We hope you've had fun listening to us discuss Akame ga Kill. We've had fun discussing it. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.